other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're halfway into this live Thursday, the 18th day of February 2010 edition. David Icke will be with us for another 45, 50 minutes into this hour, graciously. DavidIcke.com is his website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to get a report, a brief report from Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, who were out there at the Echelon building complex that had the reported kamikaze attack. There was a company founded by Joe Stack, the reported kamikaze attacker, at embeddedart.com. And he created an art firmware software development company, and then it's his website, registered by him, that has the letter posted on it. And it's got his phone number. Well, we talked to neighbors. They said the FBI's there right now. Does that number work? We talked to neighbors. Yep. Goes to voicemail. Let's call the voicemail right now on air. Get it ready. Dial it up. I want people to hear the voicemail. Let's hear the voice of Mr. Stack right now. David, we're going to go back to you here in just a moment. Can you guys dial that live on air so we can hear it? I want to hear it dialing and everything. All right, good. Do you need his number? I can give it to you right here. Instead of pulling it up, I can just give you his phone number. Okay, so it's been captured, so that's coming up. And we'll post the YouTube in Paul Watson's article of his recorded voice. I think this is going to be important. That's coming up. Again, we're in the middle of an investigation. You're seeing the sausage being made here. But, David Icke, if you add all these different pieces of evidence in, you were finishing up with the robotic control. We did find the mainstream news article I'm going to cover in the next segment about the robotic-controlled rats. These are physical rats, physical mammals that are remote-controlled. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying before the break, you know, I'm not saying this is what happened to Mr. Stack, because, you know, it's a breaking story and we need to follow this up and get more information. But I'm telling you what is possible, and it's child's play by the level of mind control techniques that they're operating with. It is possible to have put into this man or anyone else a program which would lead to them behaving in this way. They can put the program in great detail, fine detail, and then they close that part of the mind, they close that part of the brain, if you like. It's called compartmentalization, or they call these compartmentalized areas of the mind brain alters. Then they program in. It could be a sentence, it could be a word, could even be it could be a color or a sound, anything. And when that word or trigger is given, then that man suddenly starts to play out the programmed behavior that was in there waiting to be activated. Now, I've come across so many different examples of this. I'll give you a quick one. There was a period in Britain when certain kinds of scientists, I mean, it's still going on now in many areas, but in Britain at a particular time, when scientists were doing very strange things and killing themselves. One guy was sitting in his home in London, I think it was, and he was eating his meal, and then he puts his knife and fork down, walks out, gets in his car, drives to Bristol, which is a good way. He had no connections to Bristol whatsoever, parks his car on the Clifton Suspension Bridge, which is a massively high suspension bridge going over the river in Bristol, and jumps off. Another guy, he goes missing over a weekend. He says he's going out to get some petrol, some gas, and he's away for hours. His wife gets worried, calls the police eventually. Policeman's there, constable's there when the guy comes back. And he said, oh, no, I just needed time to by myself. On the Monday morning, he's got in his car. He's driven to work. Suddenly, on the way to work, he's driven off the what you would call the freeway, across the bridge to the other side, gone down the other side of the freeway, and then directed his car straight into a restaurant, smashed himself to pieces. And this is what can happen once the program's been put in there, and then the trigger to activate the program is given.
Stay there. Let's continue to discuss this. We'll give you the latest
money
from this
talks.
Cryptic.
And it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got David Icke joining us from the UK. Simultaneously, we have Rob Due and Jason Douglas, InfoWars.com videographers and reporters on the site at the Echelon office building complex full of the IRS, FBI, you name it. The hostage rescue team was on the ground within minutes. We've had callers calling in from Austin. They've been on hold. We haven't gone to them yet. Like Jake and others who were saying that they came in, they're grabbing the videotapes out of the apartment complexes, the surrounding buildings. You know, they would claim for evidence, but we've seen so many cover-ups, like with the Pentagon and other events, where they come and grab up all the videos and never release them. So this is looking worse and worse by the minute, isn't it, David?
Obvious by the minute. And what's very important now is that we just concentrate on getting out this problem reaction solution scenario and presenting what has happened in the way that increasingly clearly it happened, rather than the government version that is going to be bombarding the mainstream media, and that is as we speak, no doubt, because that's the idea, to totally discredit this conspiracy exposure movement, to stop it being ever more successful as it is. And we, within it, have to stay calm. People have to stay calm in general, so we don't and doing things we would regret. Stay calm and look at it as it is, and not emotionally reacting. And also, we have to get this information out and present in a calm way what's actually gone on here, because you know, they're going to be really targeting people like yourself in America now on the back of this.
Also, another big development, Fox News is reporting that the FBI has told them that this suicide manifesto letter, they're saying a plane attacker's manifesto, confirmed to be authentic, posted on his official website. So that's going to be going up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Here's the headline: officials, theory is online manifesto written by Stack. But the Statesman's confirmed, we've confirmed, this is registered to this same individual's name, Joe Stack of San Marcos, a suburb of southern Austin, basically. It's a bedroom community, a college town just south of here. And so this is reportedly his website. And again, you have their need to demonize us, the fact that Beck and all the other talking heads said the Tea Parties have been infiltrated by terrorists. They're going to attack. Now you're not just a terrorist if you're a 9/11 truther. You are now a terrorist if you are a birther, which is more than half of the Republicans that have been surveyed in major polls. And I saw this massive hype in Beck saying they're going to hit soon. I promise you. And I said, that's it. They're about to do something. And so you add all of that in, the fact that COINTELPRO's all over Austin, reportedly trying to firebomb one of our allied groups, Brave New Books. You've got so much happening. We had weird COINTELPRO people showing up right after the Governor Mansion attack, trying to leave boxes with us, saying we work at the mansion, they think I'm involved. And then we walked outside and they were off. There were unmarked police cars and people casing and walking around like there was about to be some bust. If we would have taken that box, who knows what it had in it? They would have swarmed in on us. It's just for people that haven't experienced this, David, it's just so real.
Well, yeah, and I would say this, you know, to the Glenn Becks and the people on the MSNBC and the Fox News people and all these prostitutes. I would say you've got children and grandchildren, and you are going to be looked on with absolute contempt by them, because you're playing your part slavishly, taking the bucks and reading and saying what you're told to say to advance an agenda that is going to, or is designed to, enslave your children and grandchildren. Now, that is a level of despicable behavior that takes my breath away. And one day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to face that, and that day ain't far away.
David, there's another big article up at PrisonPlanet.com. Before, it had just been in a few cities here and there the last 5 years, the feds going out, setting up TSA checkpoints on highways, bus stops, train stops. Now they're saying, no, we're testing a nationwide rollout everywhere of body scanners, metal detectors. It shows them searching people on the street. There's suddenly local police at any event, at parks are coming up, searching everyone, saying line up. We're all being trained to just line up and be searched, line up and get in paddy wagons. And the people are resisting. And then right on time, all these pretexts to sell this develop, and you have all these other plane events today with somebody reportedly trying to open a door on a big flight in the West, another person's supposed bomb threat, shutting down flights. I mean, this all coming together at once, and we know the underwear bomber was staged. We know the Fort Hood thing has all the earmarks of being staged. You add all this together with my prediction that they will start the false flags in Austin, and because I've seen incredible activity here, and they see this as the head resistance hub, because obviously I've been here working hard all this time with great people, and all these COINTELPRO have moved into Austin constantly. They don't fight the New World Order. All they do is constantly attack and lie about me. I mean, it is a – and then we got internal source with Rick Perry that the neocons are mad at Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, and Ron Paul. We're, quote, under their skin, and they want to target us. We now see this unfolding.
Well, you know, 20 years ago when I started this, I went through – incredible levels of ridicule in Britain. I mean, and abuse. I mean, just extraordinary levels. And what I did was I kept putting one foot in front of the other and refusing to stop, refusing to defend myself. And I just kept walking towards the goal that I set myself, which is understanding what's happening in the world and communicating it. And that's what we need to do now. We don't need to defend ourselves from this manipulation. We just need to keep on doing what we've been doing and what we've been doing increasingly successfully, and that's communicate what's going on in a credible way, and that is including now communicating what this stuff is all about today and all the problem reaction solutions connected to it. We just need to keep calm, keep focused on where we're going, which is a land of true freedom, a world of true freedom, where the few no longer control the many, where the people are no longer sucked dry energetically and through taxation and interest on money and all this stuff. We keep our eye on that goal and don't let pulled from that by this nonsense and thinking we have to defend ourselves. We don't. The system has to defend itself because it's pathetic as well as evil. We just need to keep on this goal and calmly keep banging it out. And whatever they throw at us and however uncomfortable they might make life sometimes, and they plan to make it very uncomfortable. In the end, that incessant drip, 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 bigger drip, bigger drip, bigger drip of information is going to swamp them and drown this whole system.
And by the way,
and it's coming down. But so we need to stay strong. We need to stay calm. We need to keep our eye on our goal and not be diverted from it. Because you know, no one said it would be easy, but it's coming down.
And by the way, Cass Sunstein, in those internal White House documents and the letters and also the public papers he's written, says 9/11 truth is killing them. The conspiracy movement is killing them in a great danger. So they're sitting around in their Death Star conference room saying that we're powerful and more dangerous than many of their own operatives realize. They understand that we're coming for them. I mean, look, Governor Ridge comes out last year and admits, the former head of Homeland Security, they would issue terror alerts to scare the public into submission for political purposes. We have all these neocons saying play the war card to get our new world order. Yeah. I mean, we basically have them right out in the open now.
Hey, message to Cass Sunstein and all people like him. The genie's out of the bottle, darling. Hey, the genie's out of the bottle. He ain't going back. Get used to it.
Business Insider is reporting Joseph Andrew Stack revised his death letter 27 times before settling on the final draft. So this goes on and on and on. We're going to continue to post all of this at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. For stations out there, this is our network break coming up. I'm going to skip it so that we don't take time away from David. We're going to go ahead so we get extra time. We're going to now go to Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. I'm not sure which one of them we'll talk to first. Jason Douglas, who worked for Infowars.com. They've been out there at the site for an hour and a half or so now of this kamikaze attack, as the media is saying, is now confirmed by a taxing person. Jason, good to have you with us. Tell us what you've been seeing out there, who you've talked to.
Well, we got here just about 45 minutes ago. I'm inside a building that's immediately adjacent to the one that was crashed into. It's pretty much on police lockdown over here. There's all different kinds of departments. State police is here. The mobile command center is here, FBI.
What does the building look like with your own eyes versus the television footage we've seen of it burning and smoking?
You know, it's one of these black obelisk buildings that's got the mirrored tiling on the outside, the window tiling. Basically your modern office building.
Are the fires out?
The fires are still smoldering. It's white smoke, not black smoke, so I assume that it is all the way out, but still smoldering.
What are people saying that you've talked to? We've had callers holding for an hour. I do mean to get to them who are saying that they were in the office buildings and people were coming in. The FBI was coming in and grabbing all their surveillance footage.
You know, we haven't even had a chance to talk to anyone. As soon as I walked up to the press staging area, they actually, Acevedo and Lessingwell and the fire chief came out, and they were doing their second wave of statements. So I basically just caught that and then walked around the other side while Dew did a tripod shot of that.
Where is Dew right now?
He's standing right next to me.
Let me talk to him real quick. Let's go to... Let's go to Dew. Okay, I mean, give us your basic breakdown of what you're seeing there.
Okay, well, the windows from on this building are totally on that side where the plane hit, pretty much all broken out. You can see window blinds and insulation, you know, blackened insulation that's been burnt. It's just kind of blowing in the wind. They have a ladder truck up near there, and I guess they're pumping water in that way. And so we were talking with the spokesperson from the fire department, said the fire's pretty much contained. They, when they arrived, there was flames everywhere, she said. And she even mentioned that they thought that the building might collapse. And she started saying how buildings have been known that they're structurally weak in these fires, and so they thought it might collapse. So they pulled everybody out.
So they're even buying into the new propaganda since Building 7 that a small fire makes a big building collapse.
Pretty much. She seemed, and everybody seemed to go along with that in the press, because somebody did ask, we heard there was a danger of the plane collapsing. They also mentioned that the plane was not stolen as far as they know at this time. So I don't know.
Yeah, at first they said it was stolen. Now they're saying it wasn't. I know you've been on the road, but what do you think of the developments that he on his own website wrote a manifesto / suicide letter? And the last few months you've been producing here, you've heard me, because everybody kind of does multiple jobs. He also does film work and editing, that I've been saying I believe they're going to stage a false flag, blame it on Tea Partiers, and that the attack will probably come in Austin. And they're also going to claim that 9/11 Truth / birthers are going to try to kill Obama. And now we see similar things, not just from Beck, but from others like Chris Matthews, and now we're seeing Joe Biden saying cryptic things like this as they get the pre-story ready.
Right, and this guy's name is Joe Stack, apparently, the pilot.
Yeah.
So that's the name they released.
Yes.
And so I didn't read the suicide notes. I don't know. What did it say? Did he have
It's basically, you know, the government scum, and I'm tired of the corrupt government and the zombies and the IRS and the politics. I mean, it's designed... And I believe it wasn't, I mean, it looks like it was written by somebody else, just looking at the M.O., tailored to demonize the widest swath of anybody that doesn't like the IRS or the federal government. I mean, it's not even anti-New World Order. It's just anybody that doesn't like the government. Now, right. Again, he could have just been a lone nut, but look at the season. Look at everything that's going on right now. Listen. Have they forced you guys into that building, or are they keeping you back? Because I would just leave and go talk to people at apartment complexes nearby.
They are pretty much keeping everybody back away from it, and that's the next stage. We got some shots of what we could see from here. Douglas is actually in the building that we're in now. He's gone up to see if he can get some shots from some windows up above and get a better bird's-eye view, because this building is actually, from when you get inside of it, you can get closer than where we were at the police line.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Go up and shoot video of the police and stuff they're doing, but go out and talk to people in other businesses, because the calls are flooding in. We're going to talk to some coming up. The calls are flooding in saying that they came into all the different buildings and were seizing everybody's videotapes.
Oh, really? Okay. We'll definitely look into that and get some notes. Anything you can text us, just text us names and numbers, and we'll get on it.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you being out there reporting on this. That's Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. Okay, going back to David Icke, we just got a live report from down there in North Austin where this kamikaze attack reportedly took place. David, what's your gut, you know, from studying the wide spectrum of how these people operate and the preconditioning and everything that's going on? What's your gut on this? My gut tells me this is staged.
Yeah, exactly. But there'll be a cover story. I mean, you know, there's always a cover story. So there'll be a cover story for this man to make it look as if he's done it from completely off his own bat and everything. You know, the power of mind control means that anything could have been programmed into him to be triggered to play out going to happen. I'm not saying that. But I would not rule out at some point Obama being assassinated, because he's totally expendable to them. He's just a front man, does what Emmanuel and Axelrod tell him and all the rest of it, and write the words on his auto cue, his teleprompter. And, you know, if he was taken out by some cover story along these lines or worse, then they would justify enormous changes in American society as a result. So, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
David, let me break this down. I don't know if you've seen our articles the last 2 weeks. Really, it's the last three. I've seen Glenn Beck and now all the other talking heads, liberal and conservative, saying, first 9/11 truthers, then Tea Partiers, now birthers, anybody that questions his birth certificate, are going to try to kill him.
Right.
And so, of course, that's out of left field and totally insane. It does two things. It introduces the idea to tens of millions of people who are unstable, a form of light mind control, uh-huh. of provocateuring, of copycatting, of introducing the idea. I mean, if they broadcast to a city of 5 million, is somebody going to go jump off the Empire State Building today? Guaranteed some nut will go do it. That's one thing. They could be trying to fluster people, giving them ideas. That's a form of mind control. Or they are doing the preparatory phase for this.
Yeah, I certainly absolutely wouldn't rule it out. Like I said, I've said it in previous books that.
You said it a year ago, but now.
Certainly the land is being prepared, as you say. But of course, they absolutely control the president's security. I mean, when you look at the Israeli prime minister who was assassinated some years ago, what happened? You could see it on the video. He's walking towards a car, and his security kind of line of people actually took a step back. The killer was allowed forward, who shot him. I mean, when you control someone's security, you control whether they live or die.
Same thing with Reagan, same thing with JFK,
same thing
with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, the presidents, this is something else that, you know, people new to this need to appreciate. Presidents are not in control of the country. They are the vehicle through which those in control of the country introduce legislation and change in society. The president himself is totally expendable. There'll be another one along soon.
They're PR spokesmen.
Never more so, Alex, than with Barack Obama, because of his such obvious way that he's welded to that teleprompter, which is written by someone else. So he's an absolute extreme expression of this mouthpiece presidency that we're looking at now. So take him out, bring someone in, he'll read someone else's words in the same way. The show goes on. The president's not important. It's the people behind him. So he's expendable. And as I've said before, if him staying alive and doing what he's doing now is most effective for the agenda, they'll leave it. But if assassinating him and creating the massive reaction to that and change as a result is more more about the agenda, then they'll do that. They're expendable. They'll do what is best for the agenda.
Exactly.
Everyone's expendable to that.
And you've got the Tea Party that's really libertarian, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, anti-New World Order. And it's the real threat to them. They already tried to have the Republicans co-opted. The Tea Parties are suddenly kicking Republicans out in states across the country saying, no, you're not going to co-opt us. It only worked for about a month. Suddenly, now the demonization of the Tea Party. I predict you're going to have bombings, shootings, Tea Party people killing their kids. You're just going to suddenly see all this bad behavior from Tea Party people. And this guy says, In this letter they say is real now, I'm sure it's fake. I mean, you can't trust the providence is my point. They now confirm, though, that they're saying it came from him. That, I mean, this guy says from the 80s he's been in the anti-tax groups. And so we're going to learn all about this now and how bad and, oh, the families and the secretaries that died and the people. I mean, they are going to milk this, and they've got the ADL and others running Austin. I mean, they are as thick as fleas here with their operation. That's why I predicted they were going to false flag Austin. You heard it here over and over again out of all the cities in the country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, our final segment with David Icke, Wayne Paul, CPA, to talk about taxes, and brother of Ron Paul, who is the next hour. But we'll take your calls on the attack in Austin, the media saying kamikaze terror attack by an anti-income tax, anti-government person. You knew it was coming. I called it December 8th, and every week since then I've said they're going to attack Austin, and they're going to blame it on patriots. And I've gone further now in the last 3 weeks saying they're going to try to kill Obama or stage an event to blame it on us. And now Beck says it's the birthers. They're violent, too. They're bad, too. So now most of the Tea Party people, I mean, they are going to set you up, set us up. I want to go back to David Icke. But I also have done 2.5 hours of radio here and TV without plugging one book or video. That's how we fund ourselves. We're not funded by George Soros and the New World Order. We're not funded by anything but you, the listeners, purchasing books, videos, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. So you can watch the show live on TV, high quality, the best downloads of my films. You'll be able to see Jason Burmese's Invisible Empire coming out in a month and a half. First, PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA that I've quietly been working on for a year without even talking about it. I don't know. That'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent a day, $5.95 a month membership. Pre-order Jesse Ventura's America Conspiracies for $19.95, already $5 off. Get one of my films free of your choice. That's on the shopping cart right now. Get a free film. It's only like 10 or 15 days or less till we start shipping these now. Drug War II, How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and Narcotics, that's now shipping, available at InfoWars.com. Purchase the books, the videos, keep putting one foot in front of the other, like David was saying, to educate people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Also support other great activists and researchers and people breaking the spell, getting folks outside the box, like David Icke at davidicke.com, all his great books, videos, materials as well. Okay, David, I've been cutting in a lot because of developing news. When you leave us in about 14 minutes or less, I will come back and recap all the latest developments on the kamikaze attack in Austin, Texas, the suicide letter. This looks completely staged once you leave us. But in the last 14 minutes we have with you, you have the floor. I'm sitting back. In fact, I'm even going to go listen to you in the control room to control myself and not butt in. You have the absolute floor, David Icke.
Well, one of the things that I was going to talk about tonight, and maybe I want to talk about it at another time, really connects into what's been happening today and 9/11 and all the rest of it. Because one of the things that I've been trying to get across to people for years is don't judge what these people will do on the basis of what you will do. Because we fall into the trap, it's easy to do, but when we look through our eyes at the world, we think that everyone else is seeing the world the way we do. It's not like that. And these this network of bloodlines, these Illuminati bloodlines, if we could see through their eyes and through their minds, then we would be utterly shocked at how they see the world. They have no empathy, they have no conscience, and they get a kick out of human suffering. The more, the merrier. And over the last 20 years, I've discovered many things, but one thing is very relevant to what I'm talking about now, and that is in every single country, the words I've used on my website, the cement that holds the establishment together, the law enforcement, political, business, banking establishment together, is pedophilia and Satanism, and those two networks are utterly, utterly connected. And all over the world, these rings operate, and they abuse children in the most staggering, staggering way, torture them, rape them repeatedly, force them to take part in human sacrifice ceremonies. Now, when you start to appreciate that this is actually going on, and these people have the mentality to do that to children, then 3,000 people killed on 9/11, or a million people killed and maimed as a result of the fraudulent invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, etc., takes on new understanding. I'm exposing a story at the moment, which is the microcosm of the macrocosm, which is of a young Down syndrome girl in Scotland. She's not in Scotland now. She's in England. She's had to flee because of the threats and the treatment that she's had when she tried to expose this with her mother. But Holly Gregg exposed the fact that she was repeatedly raped over 14 years by some of the big law enforcement, sheriffs, senior policemen, social workers, a solicitor, accountant, a fire officer, lawyer, vicars and priests and all the rest of it over 14 years. And the police, in a place called Aberdeen, in the east of Scotland, in an area called the Grampian region, which is infamous for Satanism and paedophilia, I can tell you. Scotland is, you know, Scotland's a major world center for all of this stuff. It's not called the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry for nothing, the biggest secret society in the world. And this girl, Holly Gregg, when she started to bring this out, the Grampian police refused to investigate it. The procurator fiscal, the person that decides if a prosecution is going ahead, a lady called Elish Antileone, refused to take it forward. She's now since become the Lord Advocate of Scotland, the top legal person in Scotland. She has refused at that level to let the case go forward to court and be investigated. And now we have had, over the last few days, a journalist called Robert Green, who's been helping the family and exposing it and getting the evidence together, who went up to Aberdeen late last week, and he was going to stand for Parliament on this single issue of what has happened to Holly Gregg and the way the establishment in Scotland has raped and treated her. And incidentally, this Scottish paedophile satanic establishment was served by a man called Thomas Hamilton, who was the guy who killed 16 children when he took four guns into Dunblane Primary School many years ago and blew them away. He was a Freemasonic paedophile and procurer of children for this Scottish elite. Famous people you see on the news all the time and running courts and what have you. And he was arrested when he went there last week just to talk about this case and the evidence he had. He was held over the weekend, put in court on Monday, bailed on a charge of breach of the peace, which in Scotland is much wider. And basically, if anyone's going to be upset, then you're in a breach of the peace. Talk about political correctness personified in a law. And he's been bailed to appear again later and gagged from speaking about this case. His video on YouTube is being taken down, all different aspects of it, very, very, very quickly. And if people go into my website, they can read the whole story. And what I'm saying is that this paedophile satanic network is operating in Scotland, and it goes out right into the Scottish government, right into the Westminster government, right into the British government. And because these different rings, these national paedophile satanic rings, connect into other rings, the same, exactly the same thing is happening in America, in North America, in Canada, in the United States. Everywhere you go, you see the same pattern. Australia is a major, major center of paedophilia and Satanism. And you always find that the key people in the establishment, whenever you investigate them, Alex, you go down the road of one thing leads to another. It always leads to paedophilia and Satanism. And I'm sure Father George Bush will confirm that.
So, and again, we have the mainstream news articles out of Scotland that anyone that tries to even go speak in public is being arrested. They're saying disturbing the peace. I mean, is there no free speech in the UK?
Well, there's this law firm called Levy & McRae in Edinburgh who's representing this Lord Advocate of Scotland, Eilish Angelini. And why is a law firm representing her? She's the top legal person in Scotland, for goodness sake. Make a statement, woman. We have a situation where there's a classic murder involved in this, Alex. Indeed, what we're talking about today in terms of cover-ups and everything. Holly Griggs' uncle, her mother's brother, he died in an alleged car fire in 1997. And the authorities, the same Grampian authorities that we're looking at, they said, oh, he died of smoke inhalation because he died in a car fire and probably suicide. They've now got hold of the post-mortem report and found that he was bashed severely around the skull before he died. He'd got two broken ribs, a broken breastbone. He had whiskey forced down his throat, and he hated whiskey. He wouldn't drink it. And there were signs in the post-mortem said of a pickaxe shaft being used. And the authorities in the Grampian said, oh, it was smoke inhalation. We now know that's a lie. And Holly Gregg told her mother that her uncle, this guy who was clearly murdered and covered up, had actually walked in and found Holly's father having sex with her and went crazy. And shortly after, this guy ends up in a car fire. And that wasn't investigated by the police in Grampian or the law enforcement people in Grampian, a number of which have been named by Holly Gregg as her abusers. So, this is an extreme.
But David,
story,
I don't understand.
It's happening everywhere, Alex. This is going on all over the world every day.
But I mean, that's why I don't understand, because this is in some of the Scottish major newspapers that they're saying this, and there have been these cases, and then lawyers and people that are involved and supporters go into a city, and it says they're arrested for no reason. I mean,
exactly. But you know, the BBC, they approached Holly Gregg and her mother, and they started to do a major documentary on BBC Scotland, BBC Radio Scotland, and one of the major current affairs strands in Britain called Panorama on the BBC. It was all going well. They were getting their evidence together. The person who was running the documentary said, we found a lot more evidence of paedophilia of other people in Scotland, other people that are being abused in the same way. Yeah, the reporter said, this is a report that's going to go around the world when this comes out. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the reporter calls Robert Greene and says, we can't run the story because we've been threatened that if we do anything more on this or investigate any more paedophilia in Scotland by the establishment, we're all going to be sacked. So there is a massive cover-up. And, you know, when you look at the Franklin cover-up in Omaha, Nebraska, with John W. DeCamp and all that story, when you look at that, it takes on exactly the same theme and background as what's being uncovered now in Scotland, because, you know, it's a blueprint, Alex, and it operates everywhere, and the scum needs to come to the top so we can see it, and it is coming. It is coming.
Well, David, you're over in England. You're over, you know, close to Scotland. I don't really know anything about this case. I just saw it in the news and then noticed that you'd been reporting and talking about it. And overall, though, we do have the Washington Times and other publications about the hundreds of visits of top gay prostitutes, madams. We have reporters that turn out to be madams, hundreds of midnight visits. And it seems to be a Republican thing, though Democrats seem to be involved. We have all the orgies going on at Bohemian Grove that mainstream publications have reported. You know, Chad Savage, the top gay porn star, you know, they hire porn stars for each person who are their, quote, valets. And, I mean, it just shows, I guess this is a guild of people. I mean, is this like, say, an East Side gang in Austin or South Side gang in L.A.? The meaner the gang, or to get higher level, you got to mug somebody, kill an old lady, burn down a house. It gets worse and worse. And they say they do that so that you're compromised. I mean, is that what this is all about? Or,
well, Alex, there's two reasons for it. And by the way, while it's in my mind, you know, Holly Gregg is Down syndrome. Now, people will find this hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. Raping and having sex with a Down syndrome children is considered a big thing to do within the paedophile satanic network. So sick are they. And there's actually a big underground porn video, child porn video industry involving Down syndrome people. It's unbelievable. There's two basic reasons for it. One's very deep. It's to do with energy. It's to do, on one level, with vampiring the energy of children. There's something about the energy pre-puberty that these people want, and during the act of sex, they're sucking the energy, that prepubescent energy, out of the child. That's one level of it, but there are many other reasons. But one is, as you say, first of all, I've used this word, it's the cement that holds it together. Well, what it is in two ways. First of all, it creates this everyone's dependent on everyone else, because everyone knows about everyone else. And then there's the fear. If you want to get out and you don't want to do what they say in terms of political, banking, business decisions, etc., that you ain't got a way out, mate, because if you want to get out, okay, fine, but this will be in the post to somebody. And so this fear holds these people in servitude to the masters who run the operation. And so I'm not kidding you. If people think this is extreme, the British government, like the Scottish government, is run by people who are in fear of exposure from some of this stuff. Honestly, and that's not just in this country, it's all over the world. You get someone involved in this, when they say jump and do this and introduce this legislation, change this and do that, you break the Olympic high jump record because you know the consequences of not doing it.
Well, I've got the Press and Journal report out of the UK, and it says sex abuse family legal advisor arrested. Campaigner was going to hand out leaflets, and they say that you're not allowed to do that in Scotland. So, they are sure acting like, I mean, don't they know that that's only going to make this blow up that much bigger?
Well, you know, Alex, we've come back to what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about how the network, the families, the Illuminati are getting desperate because this stuff is coming out and people are opening their minds to it, and so it's becoming more difficult for them. So they're doing desperate things. This paedophile satanic ring in Scotland, certainly has come across people. I mean, you know, my website, and there's one called UK Column, which has followed this, and it is a very, very good website to go to for this information. People like Colin Green, who's been right at the center of it, this journalist, who are simply not going to bow to the intimidation. And as they get more desperate, they do desperate things. And as I said earlier about what is happening today, when you do desperate things, you do things more blatantly, and even more people see what's going on. And so this guy's gone up. He's planning to stand for Parliament on this single issue, like I say, to hand out leaflets and tell people what's going on, because the pathetic, jelly-boned Scottish media won't tell them.
Well, so David,
they do this extreme thing to stop him.
David,
they're desperate.
I really appreciate you joining us. We'll continue to watch your reporting on this, and hopefully you'll get to the bottom of it. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem, Alex. See you soon. Bye.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, I had Wayne Paul coming up, but we're going to reschedule him because of what's happening with the kamikaze attack that's being reported in North Austin that happened at about 9:55 or so in the morning Central Standard Time. We're going to open the phones up. I know I had a lot of callers that called in and then hung up who said they were working at the buildings or had family that were. The FBI came in, took all the videos. I want listeners to be able to respond to what has happened. The governor has now put out a statement. The FBI is saying this guy burned down his ex-wife's house, and then they say, or his own home. It's all very confusing. They're saying that he then got in an airplane and flew it into the building this morning in Austin. Then searching, we found the website, his website. In fact, we actually broke this. The Statesman then about 20 minutes after confirmed it. They went and checked the IP address, the registration, which we were already doing. It was Joe Stack, the person that allegedly did this, the kamikaze attack, the terror attack. It's his website. It's embedded art.com. And then linked off of that was his suicide supposed letter. Now, we've got to find out where that was uploaded from, the IP records, the IP address records. Did somebody else upload that? That's being looked into right now. And, of course, he's an anti-income tax person who says that he's being harassed and persecuted. And after I take calls coming up in the next hour, I want to read over what's being called his manifesto. Now, all the latest boil downs on this news is being posted and has been posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can read his manifesto there, our comments, hear his voicemail message. It's all up there at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But at first they were saying they didn't know if it was done by design. Witnesses said that the plane accelerated straight into the building, that it was level, that it looked like it was focused, is what pilots have told the news that witnessed it, one pilot in particular. But what we know with these government stories is you never know what the truth is. And oh my gosh, T35 Hosting has taken his website down. Why would you do that? I mean, you've got his manifesto. It doesn't name anybody. It just talks about the government. We need to find out how it was uploaded. We need to find out the internet records of this. But no. Now, remember what happened last year in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when this Marine kills three cops and then the government, and a guy that writes routinely for the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, he writes articles about how great they are, one of their local guys. There's thousands of IP addresses in his computer. He's visited thousands of websites, including Fox News and others that came out later, CNN. And he visited Infowars.com, and they had people on the street day one saying he was a fan of me. Then we go and find his actual comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he hated me because I wasn't a white supremacist. So within 2 hours of him killing three cops, within 2 hours of them getting the computers, the first thing that the individual writing for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I went back and looked at his past articles, he's one of the guys that, you know, demonizes the hate groups and praises the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. They target Alex Jones, and they later had to do a retraction in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So did a bunch of other publications, because it came out he hated me. So I've known that they're targeting us for a while along these lines. Now you have this guy, supposedly a kind of an anti-New World Order guy, supposedly kamikazing in Austin. Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.